Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy always had dirt under his fingernails. I guess that was the way everyone could tell. He was an honest working man. He made his living off the land. And every Sunday he came here and prayed for rain. He prayed for rain. He'd say, Holy Father, holy water, release the seed for the children. Oh, not so much for me. In your name, I pray for rain. Moses never set foot in the promised land, but he still walked on faith right to the end. And on the day that Daddy went home, I knew Moses wasn't alone. As I stood on broken ground, I prayed.
And that is Pray for Rain by Austin Hicks. You can check him out at austinhicks.net. He's a good friend of mine. He has a lot of great music. I've talked about him many times in the past. We're trying to get him on the show. He's been real busy. He lives in Nashville, so he's been real busy recording some things. So we hope to have him on soon. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew. Thank you all so much for joining me. Follow me on Twitter at DrewBTR. And I'm pleased to welcome back our guest co-host. I need to start calling him our co-host, I guess, because he's with us almost every show now. David. Hey, David. What's up, man?
Hey, Andrew. How you doing on this Friday, man? It is finally Friday, in the words of George Jones. And
yes.
I'm excited about it.
Right. Absolutely. Thank God.
Yeah. And let me just say before we go on, everybody, we appreciate you listening to the show. And I know Drew does, and he talks about it, how excited he is to do shows. But if you really want to help Drew out, make sure you go to iTunes, find The Drew Show, and rate it 5 stars and leave a comment, because that really helps him out and will boost up the numbers for iTunes and let him get noticed a little more for the work he's doing, because he works so hard to get all these guests. And, you know, it's time to show some love back to him. So just simply go to iTunes, find The Drew Show, rate 5 stars. I know he would definitely appreciate it, and I would too.
Man, I appreciate you saying that, and yes, I would definitely appreciate that. Most of everybody, well, I don't know everybody, but you know, a lot of people now, that's exactly what they have installed on their computer is iTunes. So it wouldn't take very long. Just go to the search bar, and I'm sure just type in The Drew Show, and it should come up, our logo and everything like that. So that would be great. I would definitely appreciate that. Definitely.
Yeah, the bigger you go up, the bigger the names we can bring in so everybody can listen to. So it's a great thing.
Absolutely. And we've been lucky enough in the last 6 months, 5 or 6 months, to work with NBC, the television network NBC. And it's because of you guys. It's because of it's because you guys have been listening. And you guys have been giving us great reviews. And you've gotten our name out there. So that's been really great for us. So we do appreciate it. Really do appreciate it. So how are you doing, David? What's been going on since about 24
good.
Hours ago?
Oh, yeah. Nothing good, man. We've had a couple great interviews today. One, especially, I've made no secret, no bones about it, that I'm a huge Dateline fan. And Keith Morrison is my most favorite guy that does the show. It's just the way he describes things, the show and everything is just unreal. And the fact that we were able to talk to him, I was like a giddy little schoolgirl. I didn't know how to act.
Yeah. And he is such a great guy, such a great guy. And I've said this many times on the show, you know, you never really know what someone's like until you really talk to them. And you can judge them on TV, but you don't really know what they're like until you talk to them. And he's a really nice guy.
He was super cool.
Yeah, it was really,
super
really
cool.
Really talk to him. And I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything. I say that a lot of shows to my guests. And I say on the spot. Did you catch the show last time?
You were breaking up on me, Drew. What was that last part?
Did you catch the show last night on Bravo, Tabitha Takes Over?
I've got it on my DVR. I actually caught up for the previous ones that we did earlier.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the show she did earlier, but I didn't. I go to bed so early, I wasn't able to stay up. But I do have it on DVR, and it is something I'm going to watch today.
Yeah. It was a great show last night. Everyone knows we had Tabitha on our show yesterday. She is the host of Tabitha Takes Over. It was a lot of fun with her. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool having her on, and we had a great show with her. She's a really sweet person.
Yeah, I mean, we've been lucky so far. The ones I've been on with you to talk to, everybody's been so nice, and just so informative on everything. I enjoyed talking to them. It's always cool, of course, you know, coming from a common guy, I guess you can say, to talk to anybody who's on TV or a celebrity. But
yeah.
the ones we've talked to recently have really been, it's like, man, these are just real people. They just talk to you like they're your friend, you know, and that's a cool thing. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that is the coolest thing when they talk to you like that, and they you can definitely read their stories when they tell us. So that is great. And so let's get right to it. We had Keith Morrison on this morning, and you're, of course, a big fan of Keith, right?
My hero. I mean, it's sad to say, but my hero.
Well, let's play this interview we just had with Keith probably about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So here you go. Enjoy this interview, and we'll be right back. And now it gives me great pleasure to welcome from Dateline NBC, the legendary reporter, Mr. Keith Morrison. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm legendary only in my own mind. My dog thinks I'm legendary.
No, you definitely are. You definitely are. You're loved by so many people, and you make such an impact with what you do. You're brilliant.
Well, thank you.
And I can't wait for this show tonight. I absolutely love Dateline NBC. I've watched it for so many years now, and I cannot wait till every time it comes on. Dateline airs tonight at 9, 8 Central on NBC, of course. Tell us about tonight's show.
Well, first of all, I am so glad we're back on Friday nights. We lost it for a little while there, and I began to despair. They keep throwing us
over.
You know, we're on Wednesday or Monday or Sunday. But Friday nights is sort of where we belong, and I think we're back there to stay. And I'm really glad about it. But this story tonight is it's – I really like this one. It's and I like it because it's so human. This is something that could happen to you or me or anybody. It's, because we're all driven by the same human needs for validation or to be loved or to love somebody else. And, we want things. And so here are two couples who live in a suburb of Boise, Idaho, called Meridian. Really nice little place on the edge of the mountains. They have achieved in life. They both have, beautiful houses, gorgeous children, nice cars, good jobs. They got everything they wanted, but it wasn't quite enough. And so first one of them began to scratch that itch of desire, and then one of the other ones, because of that, began to feel old and boring and unloved, and when an opportunity came along, that one began to scratch it, and on it goes. And they didn't stop being nice people. They still had pretty good opinions of themselves and of their place in life, but something was happening they hadn't kind of realized what it was doing to them. And, oh boy, the way it ended up was quite something.
Wow. I cannot wait to see it tonight. And just you telling it, I mean, it makes me intrigued. Your voice is so captivating, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
Man, I'm getting goosebumps sitting here just hearing you talk about it. Because I've watched the show, I said before, I'm a huge fan and I've watched the show so much. And the way you just describe everything that goes on is just perfect. My wife and I are just huge fans of the show, and we love everything about it. But when you do it, it's even more so. And I am also glad that it's back on Fridays. I watch it either way, but Fridays, it makes me not feel bad for not going out on Friday nights when I'm able to watch
Daytime. Well, there you go. It's a good excuse to stay home, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
One of the big things on the show to me, obviously, is you – but also the names are so creative, but yet simple in a lot of ways. Like my favorite name ever is The Girl in the Blue Mustang. It's just so simple, but it added so much to the story. How do you go about
looking
at names? Is that something you involve?
Well, hardly ever. In fact, quite often I don't even know what they're going to call the darn thing. And somebody will say, tell me what this story, and they'll throw out a name, whatever it is all about, and I have no idea what to tell them because I don't know what they've named the program. But The Girl with the Blue Mustang, yes, I got involved in that one because, the reason why was we were going to call it something else, but this girl had been in love with this little car, and we were sitting in a meeting one day, just before we're about to put it on the air, with the people who do the naming of the shows. And the Larson book, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, that subject came up. And suddenly it occurred, maybe to all of us at the same time, hey, we should call this The Girl with the Blue Mustang. And I think that it worked. It's interesting you pick up on that.
Well, it's definitely perfect. I don't know why, but it's like a going theme around our house. We always, every time we see a blue Mustang, and we actually, do our own little quote-unquote imitations of you, but I've seen SNL does skits imitating you, and it's the sincerest form of flattery. Is that something you like them doing? Or?
That was very sweet of them to do that. I mean, I at first it was royally embarrassing. I hardly knew what to think, but it's funny and it's nice, actually. I've been sitting on airplanes sometimes when going from place to place, and you know how they will put a television show up on an airplane, reruns of TV shows. And there I was sitting, up pops Bill Hader doing an imitation of me, and I can feel every eye in the plane kind of the heads all twist around, everybody looking in my direction. It was very strange.
Well, I am a huge fan. I mean, it's just unreal to be talking to you. And I've always said, if I'm ever killed tragically, which I hope I'm not, I want you to narrate my show. So I'm putting that in my will.
Well, great. But I hope that I go before you do, and then you won't have to worry about that.
It must be such an honor. You're talking about Saturday Night Live. It must be such an honor to have such an impact on to know you have such an impact on people that they are doing shows about you or skits about you or something like that that you're like, oh my God, these people are really watching. You know, these people really are watching me and loving me like that. That must be really cool.
Or they have some kind of reaction, not necessarily love. We don't, you know. No, it really it's a wonderful thing when people notice. It's true. It's very true. And I've been extremely lucky. So I enjoy this work a lot. You know, it's great fun.
How did you get into reporting? Is this something you always wanted to do?
Well, actually, when a year. 425 years ago, I intended to be a lawyer, and the dean of the law school thought that probably wouldn't be a good idea because you don't want lawyers who don't do their homework. So I was just young and immature, and I was advised to take a year off and think about things, otherwise known as getting kicked out of college. And my next-door neighbor was a newspaper editor in this little town where I lived, and he couldn't drive to work. He'd had a DUI. So I got a job based on driving him to work, and he gradually let me do more and more at the newspaper. And then he went to work for a radio station, and I followed him there and got into radio that way.
Wow. That's great.
Well, you are definitely made for this. This is what you were meant to be.
Well,
that's definitely amazing. And I know we're running out of time, but Dateline NBC, you cannot miss it tonight. New night time, of course, Fridays, May 3rd, or tonight, I should say, at 9, 8 Central on NBC. Cannot wait to see it tonight. Keith, please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you. I know you have a Twitter page. Is that right?
I do, yeah. My Twitter name is Dateline Keith, but it's got an underscore between Dateline and Keith. So Dateline, underline, Keith, all small letters. It'd be great if people would tune into that too.
Right, absolutely. And we're at Drew BTR. So just so you know, if we send you a tweet,
because
okay. I definitely want to have you back on this show. I'd love to have you back on for longer, so we can talk some more.
Good. I'm glad you did today, and thanks for watching tonight.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Keith.
There you go again. Turn my mic back on. Second time that's happened in about 2 weeks. Again, I'll just repeat myself. That was Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC. Wow, such an amazing man, such a brilliant person. That he does what he loves, and he does such a phenomenal job at it. Don't you think?
Well, you could tell just the way he was describing it. You know, during the interview, like I said, I was getting goosebumps just sitting there listening to him because I've seen him do it so many times before. And he does describe things, and he has a unique way that he goes about describing it and uses his own verbiage. The way he does it is just, I can't describe it. You just have to watch it if you haven't seen him out there, people, because it is, he just makes it so entertaining. And I just see myself out when I'm doing it. I'm thinking I'm being cool and laid back, and then when you hear it back, you're like, man, I'm such a nerd. Like, I'm just so sucking up to him so bad. But I am a big fan. I was excited to do it. And when, you know, we first started getting together on these trips, and we ended up interviewing Chris Hansen from Dateline.
Uh-huh.
I turned to my wife after that, and I was like, man, if he ever gets Keith Morrison, that would be like a dream come true. And sure enough, a couple of days ago, he's like, hey man, I'm getting Keith Morrison. And I was like, what? So I'm out there tweeting everybody and Facebook, and I'm like, dream come true, talking to Keith.
Yeah, there you go. I saw on your Facebook you said just it's the equivalent for you talking to for someone else talking to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and you're talking to somebody who is, I mean, Michael Jordan is like my favorite, you know, one of my favorite athletes of all time. But that's how I put Keith up there. I'm like, this is so cool. And so, and funny enough, you are wanting to get Matthew Perry on the show. And when I was trying to look into Keith's bio, turned out that Keith is married to Matthew Perry's mother, and so Matthew Perry is his stepson. So I thought that was kind of unique.
You know, and I can't believe, and this is something we were talking about before the show. I can't, you know, and I was going to ask him something about it in the screening room, but it completely slipped my mind. Completely.
It's weird. So, it's like, do I ask something like this or do I not? It kind of gets into the personal part of it, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's tough. But I just found it funny that, you know, somebody that you wanted to talk to or you that you really want to have on the show and somebody that I really want to have on the show actually turned out to be related. So,
right.
It's funny.
That's really cool. And Keith doesn't follow very many people on Twitter, about six people, but Matthew Perry is one of the people he follows. But I'd love to have Matthew Perry on. If anyone knows, I've said it a few times on the show, but one of my favorite TV shows still today is Friends. Friends comes on TV Land every night at 11 p.m., and I have to watch it every night, every single night. So I love the show, and it would be an absolute true honor to have Matthew Perry on. So Keith, if you're listening back to this show, I want your stepson on our show. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I enjoy a lot of the new shows, your Modern Family, I like Whitney and all the shows like that on NBC, but, you know, something about those older shows, like me and my wife, we find ourselves watching Roseanne,
yeah,
even Golden Girls. So, I mean, those older shows really got, you know, it was just, I enjoyed it. I guess maybe it was the time that I think back to when I was that age watching the show, but I really enjoy the old shows as well.
It was simple times, wasn't it? You know, it was simple times, and it wasn't any of it wasn't any of the sexual references that go on now and things like that. It was a little bit of that in the old shows, but it wasn't. I don't think it was as much as it is now. And I don't know. There was a special quality about them.
I think a lot of it, we harken back to when we watched it the first time, the age we were, and a lot of times I didn't have no bills back then, so that really made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
When you didn't have no bills, it was a lot easier to watch TV and enjoy it, but.
Yeah.
Now, with, you know, life slapping you in the face, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Well, man, I appreciate you joining me for another show, and I'm looking forward to more shows to come. And I want to go ahead and talk for a minute, too. I guess we can talk about this. Earlier this morning, we talked to Miss Allison Sweeney, from the host of The Biggest Loser. And we didn't have very long with her either, but I thought that show went exceptionally well. She's a very sweet lady.
She's very nice. She also, you know, I kind of went into it, as you'll hear, I think you're going to release it next week sometimes. I talked about how I saw her on the Shape magazine, and she looks to be 36 years old, and I don't know if she has kids or not, but she has a rocking body, like. She looked really good, and apparently she had lost like 30-something pounds. So she had kind of struggled a little bit herself with weight, not to an extreme, but a little bit with weight. And she was talking about how doing The Biggest Loser actually motivated her. So I thought that was, you know, kind of cool that, you know, she's like, hey, this, I'm not just going to sit here and watch what's going on. I'm going to participate. And
yeah,
she's pretty easy on the eyes now.
She is. She's a beautiful lady, and I think she does. She has two kids, I believe, two or three, I want to say. She has some books out and all that. So I would love to have her back on for. I could probably talk to her for about 30 minutes, you know, about everything that she's done and her life and everything. So I hope that we'll have her on soon, and I really look forward to that. Go ahead.
I see a lot of people like her age and even like Hugh Jackman because, you know, I sit around and get fat and I'm like, well, I'm just getting up in age. I'm just 34, 35. I mean, that's just part of that. You know, that's a natural thing to do. And then I see these people, I'm like, man, the older I am and in great shape.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's not natural.
But, Yeah, maybe it's me. I thought it was just human nature, but it turns out it may just be me. Maybe I'm not supposed to eat fried chicken for breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. but it's so good, though, right?
Oh, man, yes. And that extra beer probably is not a good thing, but, hey,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
I need to cut it back, but.
Yeah. Well, man, like I said, I appreciate you joining me. I've got some other interviews to confirm in the next few days. So, well, I don't want to confirm them now, but definitely working on some. So, I'm going to keep you guys updated very soon. I'm sure David will be back on with us to co-host again, right?
Yep. Until you get tired of me, I'm going to do it for you, man. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy talking to the people we talk to, and I enjoy talking to you. So, I enjoy it.
Right. Well, man, I enjoy it too, and I appreciate you coming on with me. Now, again, everyone can check out your website, davidandpoe.com. That's PO.com.
That's correct. Right. Uh-huh. And you can follow me at Twitter. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the Twitter, but go ahead.
Oh, well, it sounds really better when you do it, but it's D40Smith. That's at Twitter. It's D, like David, 40, the number, and Smith. And everybody, be sure to go rate the Drew Show on iTunes, because it does big things. You know, it increases his numbers, and, you know, it makes it a lot easier to get bigger guests when you're up on the iTunes track. So please, please, please go and rate 5 stars and how much you love the show. And if you want to add the, you know, hey, the co-host David is pretty awesome, feel free, but no obligation.
Right, absolutely. And if you want to send me or David tweets talking about how much you enjoy the show and how good we are, we always like compliments. So so we'd definitely appreciate that. But I'm on Twitter at DrewBTR. It's just pretty simple, DrewBTR, and David, D40Smith. So it's very simple as well. But again, thank you all so much for joining us. Follow Keith on Twitter. His Twitter is Dateline_Keith. What did he say? Is Keith Morrison or?
Well, if you search Keith Morrison, it'll pop up, and he's confirmed. But it is Dateline_Keith. It's
Keith. You're right.
And he did tweet me back, so boom, I'm out there. I'm pretty important now. So
yes, absolutely, he did. Yeah, he's a great guy. Everyone check it out tonight, Dateline tonight at 9, 8 Central on NBC. Again, thank you all for joining us. David, thank you, sir.
Thank you once again, and thanks to everybody out there.
And thank you to Keith Morrison for joining us as well. Have a good day, everyone.